At KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, time for a look at the news for a Wednesday. It's the 27th day of December for 2017. In the news for today, the CHP has identified the victim in Sunday's accident that killed a pedestrian as 84-year-old Joanne Gardner of Ione. Gardner was struck by a vehicle while she was attempting to cross Highway 88. CHP says late Sunday afternoon, about 4:30, Gardner was walking along the highway just west of Eggman Lane when she entered the roadway and began to walk from south to north across the highway. A Stockton resident traveling eastbound on Highway 88 struck Gardner. Gardner was pronounced dead at the scene. CHP says that alcohol and/or drugs do not appear to be a factor at this time and that the incident is under investigation.
Well, a McCallumy Hill man injured in a suspected drunk driving accident Christmas afternoon, according to CHP. At around 1:30, 56-year-old Jeffrey Hagerman traveling westbound on Highway 26 east of Spink Road when, due to his reported level of intoxication, he allowed his vehicle to travel off the road where it collided into a power pole guide wire and tree, then overturned into a ditch. Hagerman was arrested for suspicion of DUI, then flown to Modesto Memorial for injuries.
Well, Governor Jerry Brown issued 132 pardons shortly before Christmas, and two were related to cases in the Mother Lode. In 1999, Stephen Daniel Dennison was sentenced in Calaveras County for driving under the influence with prior convictions. He served 1 year in jail and 2 years and 8 months on probation. Dennison was eventually discharged in June of 2002. Since that time, the governor's office reports that he has exhibited good moral character and is actively holding Bible study groups with jail inmates. Dennison was granted a full and unconditional pardon. In addition, Rebecca Collins has received a pardon for crimes committed in 1992 in Mariposa County.
State wildlife officials reminding hunters of the approaching deadline deer tag reports, successful or not. Now, every purchaser of one or more deer tags must report their harvest, even if they didn't hunt. Now, for those who are successful, the report must be made within 30 days of harvesting a deer, or January 31st, whichever comes first. Now, unsuccessful hunters and those who did not hunt must report no harvest, or did not hunt, by that same date, January 31st. Harvest reports can be submitted by mail to the address printed on the tag. Harvest reports may also be submitted online to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Tag holders who did not report will be charged a non-reporting fee of $21.60 added to their license purchase for the next season. Amador Calaveras and Tuolumne counties are part of Zone D5.
And are you happy with that big screen TV, computer, or that other big ticket item that Santa left under the tree this year? Well, the Amador Sheriff's Office has a few words of caution. The Sheriff's Office notes that burglars will often be keeping an eye out for the boxes of big ticket items left outside or in recycling bins. Potential burglars driving through neighborhoods will often spot large electronic boxes sitting near the curb, making your home a potential future target. The sheriff's office recommends residents to break down all boxes before putting them outside. And it's better to be safe than sorry, so maybe you might want to wait until pickup day to put the boxes of expensive items outside for pickup. And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.